This is a production of Cornell University.
Meeting to order at 4:46 p.m. Wendy, can you please do a roll call for us?
Sure thing.
Thank you.
Morgan Baker.
Here.
Genevieve Bonsa. Esther Bentolia.
She's excused.
Excused, okay. Duncan Cady.
Here.
Dylan Eisman.
Also excused.
Got it. Annette Lieberman.
Also excused.
Thanks, Joseph. Peyton Gronemeyer.
I saw him come up.
No. Okay. Deepak Elango.
Yep.
John Jang.
Excused.
Amari Lampert.
Here.
Claudia Leon.
Here.
Yana Noe Logan. She's here. I know I saw her. Okay. And Genevieve just came on as well. Manaya Lewis. No. Joseph Mullen.
Here.
Nicole Overton.
Here.
Nikki Reedy.
Here.
Kate Santa Cruz.
Here.
Lucas Smith.
Here.
Claire Templeman.
Here.
Valeria Valencia.
Here.
Henry Wade. Adele Williams.
Here.
Everest Yim.
Present.
Yes. Annalie Anonye.
Here.
You have 17 present out of 24. You have quorum.
Thank you so much. At this time, we have 17 voting members present, and I'm officially calling this meeting to order. It is 4:48 p.m. If you are a voting member of the Student Assembly, can you put SA before your name? So it'll, like the way it says in my name, SA Annalie Anonye. That makes it easier when we do a vote count. Okay, and I will begin with our land acknowledgement. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayugono-Cayuga Nation. The Gayugono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of the Gayugono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gayugono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Next, I will pass it off to VP Genevieve Banza for announcements and presentations.
Awesome. Thanks, President Anonye. Okay, awesome. So we know the drill. If you have any announcements or like open forum, please feel free, or anything you want to mention now, go ahead, or else we'll move on to the resolution we have.
I can do a quick announcement. So everyone, I know that you probably saw it in the Slack. So make sure that if you're going to be, well, actually it doesn't really matter because we don't have any emergency meetings going forward, but just make sure that you're communicating, and this plays into our meetings in the fall with Joseph, if you're going to be absent for anything, and let him know in advance. Also, please make sure that you're checking the Slack. That's how we're communicating. That's how a lot of Zach is communicating to you. So make sure that you're like on top of that as well.
Awesome. Patrick, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody who came to the election town hall that we had this past weekend. Offer still stands. If anybody wishes to individually speak with me about any of the rule changes that are going to happen, feel free to. That's it.
Great. Thanks, Patrick. Anything else? Anyone else? Okay, great. If that's it, that's the end of open microphone. Back to you, President Nguyen.
Okay, next we have an approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting. The meeting minutes should be in the box. I'll give you guys a few seconds to look over that if you haven't seen them yet. And then after that, can I have a motion to vote on the minutes?
Motion to vote on the minutes.
Thank you. Can I have a second?
Second.
Okay. We'll move into voting. If you approve these minutes, can you press the yes button? Okay. Okay. I counted 12 yeses. Do we have any no's? Oh, sorry, Wendy.
Yeah, just a really quick point of order. You can also do the minutes by unanimous consent. So rather than doing yeses and no's, it's a lot easier that way.
Yes, that makes total sense. We can do them by unanimous consent. Does anyone object to that? Okay, perfect. Then I will approve those by unanimous consent. Thank you. Okay, next we have, I'll pass it over to VP Banta again for open microphone.
Okay, great. Now this is open microphone, not what we just did before. So if anyone has anything they want to say or ask literally anything, please feel free to come off mute. Okay, it looks like there's nothing, so I'll pass it back to you, President Nguyen.
Okay, amazing. So next we can go into the business of the day. We have resolution one on the table, and I'll pass it over to the co-sponsors, which are Morgan Baker.
Thank you, President Nguyen. So this is the same resolution as last week. I do want to motion to amend the due date time. So right now it says 11:59 p.m., but after talking with Wendy and Gina, they advised me to change that to 4 p.m. since advisors stopped working around that time, so they wouldn't be able to help if they were to put it off until night. And then we also don't want them to put it off until the nighttime because we don't want them to lose sleep that day. So yeah, just making it due at 4 p.m. so then they are incentivized to do it hopefully by the day before. So I believe I can motion that. Can I? Or, oh wait, yeah, okay, motion to amend, I don't even have it right now. One second, let me get the lines.
I can also give you access to share screen if you like it.
Thank you, I'm pulling it up right now. Okay. So motion to amend line 50 to say by 4 p.m.
Second.
Okay, so we would go into voting for that. I have a motion to go into voting.
Motion to vote.
Second.
Okay. Can we have, can you press yes if you vote in favor of this amendment? Okay, I counted 13 yeses. Do we have any no's? Okay, one no, and then anyone abstaining? Okay, I counted 13 to 1 to, would that be 3? Wendy, can I ask you for confirmation?
I actually had 14 yeses.
Okay, so it'd be 14 to 1
to 2? Also, I just wanted to clarify, I just got a message from Leslie. You're not a voting member of the SA, you're the undergraduate representative to the University Assembly, so you are just an ex officio member, so you do not vote on resolutions and stuff here. However, in the University Assembly, vote away because you're a voting member of the University Assembly.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, so now we can go back to Morgan.
Thank you, President Onyeh. So yeah, I would look favorably upon a motion to vote on the resolution.
Motion to vote.
Second.
Perfect. We can move back into voting. Can you use the yeses to vote if you are in favor of this resolution? Okay, I counted 11 in favor. 12.
For me, the yeses are starting to disappear. So I would ask if you're voting, if someone can, I can't clear the votes for some reason. And if everyone can clear their votes and either like raise their hand for a yes, do the hand raising thing. That's a lot way easier to do it.
Okay, then let's do a hand raising.
Okay, that is 15.
Okay, and you can lower your hands.
Yes, as well.
Oh, sorry. And can you, we have raised hands for anyone voting opposed? Okay, and can you raise your hand if you're planning to abstain? So at this time, I would like a motion to move out of voting.
Motion to move out of voting.
Second.
Okay, and now we can, a motion to adjourn. Oh, and the resolution passes 16 to 0 to 1.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. I think we're done. Okay, bye everyone. Have a good rest of your day.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.